Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tepter Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 29th. The grains closed sharply lower, with May corn down 17.5 cents, closing at 356.5. May beans down 5.25 cents, closing at 884.25, and May wheat down 6.75 cents, closing at 457.75. Well, the corn acreage came out about 3.66 million above a year ago. It was about 1.5 million above estimates, and the stocks were about 250 million more than expected. So the funds just pounded this thing in here. My guess is the funds are now short well over 300,000 contracts of corn. We make our contract lows the first Monday of the month, so it's certainly possible we can make a contract low on Monday. We did make new contract lows and low closes tonight on the corn, new low close for the year in the beans. So this certainly doesn't look good out here. But again, it's a Friday, the last Friday of the month. Do the funds want to come in and start covering some of this on Monday? It's anybody's guess. I'm not quite sure why they would. But you look at some of these USDA numbers and you wonder where they're getting some of the numbers that they're getting. They have increases in Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota. With all the flooding, I just don't see it happening. So, I don't know. Maybe it whittles down over time, but we have to deal with what we have to deal with today. And obviously, the market took it as bearish. I think a lot of people were long an awful lot of grain coming in looking for a bounce, and they didn't get it. So down we went. The bean number I thought was actually friendly, down 4.5 million acres. The stocks, again, were higher than expected by only about 33 million bushels or so. The beans were only down 5.25 cents. They traded higher a couple of times during the day, couldn't hold it. Meal closed steady. The oil was down 27 ticks. Again, the funds got to be short somewhere around 80, 85,000 contracts of beans. It wasn't a terrible close considering out here. Let's take a quick look at the chart. New low for the year. We took out the November lows. The next low comes in at 871 and change. So maybe we go down and test that. But I think the report was a little bit on the friendly side for the beans. But bottom line in here is we've got to have a trade deal. Without a trade deal, this could get really, really ugly in here. If we get a trade deal, hopefully we'll get the funds to cover and see a nice rally and give a guy an opportunity, a chance to sell some grain out here. The wheat numbers, really not much here. The acreage intentions were up above the average guess, but lower than last year. This is the lowest acreage the United States has planted since they've kept records in 1916. So, you know, you got to hope that something can rally this thing. The wheat stocks were about 35 million above what they were looking for, almost 100 million above a year ago. But we're starting to see a little bit of export business out here. So hopefully we can see this thing rally on Monday if we can get the corn and beans to rally. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.